Okay, the second game is just about ready to happen here. We want to thank our sponsors, Schuyler County, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. We want to thank Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times, Slayton Polaris, Tri-County Electric. Over in the Knox County arena, we want to thank Bobby Clark, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagle's Nest, Edina Sentinel, the Farm Shop, InsurePro, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department, Knox County R1 Schools, and the Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. Now let's take you out with Donnie Middleton, Sports Director on 100.5 KMEM.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the boys' turn, but just before the finish, clean up the girls' game. Number 23 was Hannah Ferris. She scored 2 points for Schuyler County. And number 10, Naomi Newland, also scored 2 points in Schuyler County's 63-24 win. So we got that taken care of. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. For Knox County, it'll be Keaton Strange, a senior. Dylan Parrish, a senior. Rylan Roberts, a senior. Blake Parrish, a senior. And Austin Jansen, a senior. So Keaton Strange, Kellen Parrish, Rylan Roberts, Blake Parrish, and Austin Jansen. The Eagles 8-8, coached by Nathan Miller. For Schuyler County, well, the lights go out again, but I think I can tell you it's going to be Elliott 7, Dale Wendy, Cooper Amon, Connor Smith, and Ryan Parrish. I can just, there's Elliott 7 right there. The next one to come out should be Kale Wendy. Nope, they're going to bring out Connor Smith. And Connor Smith is the next player. Coming out now, Kale Wendy is being introduced. We've still got Ryan Ferris and Cooper Amon to go. As out comes Ryan Ferris. As the court-warming king tonight was Cooper Amon, and the court-warming queen was J.C. Morris. So Cooper Amon, the last one to come out. So both teams have been introduced. Schuyler County 13-4. And they, 13-4, Knox County 8-8. Schuyler County, let's change that back. I was right probably the first time, 16-3. It's going to be Jansen will jump center for Knox, Connor Smith for Schuyler County, and Schuyler County gets the opening tip to Ryan Ferris. Ferris gives it to Wendy as Knox County comes out man-to-man. Wendy to Amon on the left side of the circle. Out pops Ferris. Now Wendy on the right wing, gets it inside to Amon. Amon turns, goes 5 foot jumper, no good over Jansen. Jansen off the rebound. Pressure by Schuyler County. Rylan Roberts to Blake, Parrish to Roberts. Roberts back to Parrish, still in the backcourt. Roberts. Colin Hayes. Hayes started instead of Dylan Parrish, but he's getting set to check back in, or check in. So Strange gives it to Blake Parrish on the right wing, now on the right side of the circle. On the left wing to Rylan Roberts. Rylan takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Cooper Amon off the rebound. Amon across the timeline to Sevitz. Sevitz gives it to Kale Wendy. Connor Smith, left side of the circle to Cooper Amon. Now Sevitz on the right wing. Sevitz guarded by Blake Parrish. Sevitz dumps it off to Amon. Amon picks up the dribble, gives it to Ferris between the two circles. Now Ferris gives it to Sevitz for three. Pinball's in and out, no good. Ferris with a rebound, turns, puts it up and in. Ryan Ferris has 2 points. Play sure again by Schuyler County. Parrish to Rylan Roberts, still in the backcourt. Gets Blake Parrish. Blake Parrish now going to be a timeout before the 10-second call by Nathan Miller. 6:24 left to play in the first quarter. It's Schuyler County 2, Knox County nothing. Back in 30 seconds, this KMM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School, Knox County, will inbound on the far sideline. Blake Parrish gets it to Strange. The Strange will bring it to the top of the key to Roberts, deep left wing. Out pops Kellen Parrish, top of the key. Roberts on the left wing beyond the arc to Blake Parrish between the two circles. That's Blake. Give it to the Kellen on the deep right wing. Out pops Strange, top of the key. Schuyler County has gone back to a 1-2-2 zone. Kellen Parrish to Ryland Roberts between the two circles. Now Kellen Parrish on the right wing. Looks inside, nobody there. Blake Parrish at the top of the key. Blake gives it in the left corner to Ryland Roberts. Had the ball poked away by Sevitz, picked up by Barris. Barris takes it to the hoop, missed it. Tip up by Cale Wendy, blocked by Kellen Parrish. And Kellen tried to get through a double team. And a whistle and a foul, and may get Connor Smith or not. Yep, Connor Smith picks up the foul. That's his first. Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish. Across the timeline to Strange. Strange backs off in the right corner to Kellen Parrish on the right wing. Kellen, one dribble, looks for help. Finds Strange on the right wing. Ryland Roberts has it between the two circles. As Roberts to Kellen Parrish at the free throw line, takes it right to the hoop and up a shot, rejected by Connor Smith. Ryan Parrish takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Ryan Parrish. 4-0, Schuyler with the lead is Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish. Now Ryland Roberts on the right wing beyond the arc. Now pass to Blake Parrish on the right wing. Dribble to the top of the key, picks up the dribble, looks for somebody. Now pass to Roberts on the right wing. Now Parrish. Parrish has it between the two circles inside. Ryland Roberts dotted line. Had the ball poked away again. This time picked up by Cale Wendy. Cale behind the back pass to Ryan Parrish. Missed the shot. And Kellen Parrish comes off the rebound to Blake Parrish. Now pass Ryland Roberts. Tried to get it inside the Strange. Batted it, taken away by Cooper Amon. Puts the shot up, got it. 2 points for Cooper Amon. 6-0, Schuyler with the lead. Kellen Parrish, bad pass, taken by Parrish, put it up and in. 6 points for Ryan Parrish. And now Nathan Miller calls a timeout. 4:08 left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 8, Knox County nothing, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Schuyler County High School. 4:08 left to play in the first quarter boys game. Schuyler County leading Knox County 8-0. And Knox County will have the ball. Pressure by Schuyler County. 1-2-2 zone press. Ryland Roberts gets it to Kellen Parrish. Back to Ryland Roberts. Over to Blake Parrish. Now Kellen Parrish. Kellen will dribble across the timeline. Now past Ryland Roberts. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Chance with a rebound. He's put back. Blocked by Connor Smith. That's going to call a foul on Smith. As I don't think Connor thought that was a foul. So Jansen will go to the line. Austin Jansen looking for his first points of the ball game. First one's up. Got it. First points for Austin Jansen. As Tyson Applegate will check in, and Connor Smith will check out. So Jansen, second shot up, got them both. 2 points for Austin Jansen. Chase Dubai knocks County and a whistle and a foul, and a foul's going to be on Austin Jansen. So Jansen picks up his first foul. That's the second, first team foul against Knox County. Cooper Amon against Frazier will inbound. Gets it into Cale Windy. As Windy gets it to Cooper Amon across the timeline, jump pass on the baseline to Applegate. Now Windy takes it into the paint, gives it to Ryan Ferris, missed the shot, and the rebound goes out of bounds off of Knox County. And Cale Windy will inbound underneath his own basket. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Amon on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Seventh between the two circles to Applegate. The left corner to Windy. Windy dribbles out from the left wing. Get back. Gets it back to Seventh between the two circles. Seventh back to Windy between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Seventh. Guarded by Roberts, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ryland Roberts. So Ryland Roberts picks up his first foul. Second team foul against Knox County. 3:18 left to play in the first quarter. Cale Windy working down. As Windy gets it into Cooper Amon, turn around, five-footer, and got it. 4 points to Cooper Amon. 10-2. Got over the lead. Roberts. Now fast across the timeline to Strange. Takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Ryland Roberts on the rebound. Gets it to Seventh. Seventh gets it to Windy. As Windy will bring it across the timeline. It dribbles in the center circle. Picked up by Jansen. Windy top of the key to Amon. Amon puts it off glass. A running 10-footer and got it. 6 points for Cooper Amon. Raced by Schuyler County. Blake Perry. To Roberts, gets it to Kellen. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound is Keaton Strange. Puts the shot up, no good. Tip up by Kellen Price, no good. Strange puts it back up, no good. Jansen gets the rebound. Now it's loose on the floor. Jansen puts up the shot, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Applegate. So Tyson Applegate picks up his first foul. That'll send Austin Jansen back to the line. He'll shoot two. 2 points for Austin Jansen, looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Jansen. 12-3, Schuyler County with the lead. 2:22 left to play in the first quarter. Jansen with three, looking for four, and missed it. Rebound came out to Elliott Seventh. To Cooper Amon. Amon gets it to Windy. Windy brings it across the timeline, top of the key. Ferris on the left wing to Windy between the two circles. There's Windy in the center circle. Gives it to Seventh on the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Cooper Amon. Kicks it back out to Windy for three. On the way, airballed it. It's Seventh. Gets it back out to Windy. Windy out to Amon on the left wing. They'll reload the offense. Amon between the two circles, back to Windy. Windy 15, putter on the way. Got it. 2 points for Cale Windy. 14-3 as Kellen Perry saves it inbounds to the left wing to Jansen. Jansen tried to get it inside to Strange. Strange kicked it out of bounds. As Colin Hayes will check in. And who's going to check out? Out comes Austin Jansen. Full court pressure by Knox. Inbounds pass to Windy. Guarded by Strange. As Windy will bring it across the timeline, gets it to Seventh on the left wing. Seventh to Applegate. Puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebound. Goes out of bounds off of Paris or Seventh. And it'll be Knox County basketball. Played through by Schuyler County. Kellen Perry to Ryland Roberts. Roberts at midcourt gives it to Strange. Now to Blake Perry. Perry across the timeline to Hayes in the right corner. Hayes to the right wing. Blake Perry between the two circles to Kellen between the two circles. That's Kellen Perry. To Ryland Roberts on the left wing. Hayes at top of the key. Kellen Perry on the right wing beyond the arc. They get it inside to Ryland Roberts. Now Blake dribbles into a double team on the left lane. Kellen Perry on the right wing. Ryland Roberts takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And she blame it off the rebound. To KO Wendy. As Wendy gets it to Amon, and Amon brings it across the timeline, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Kellen Parrish off the rebound. Gets it to Strange. Keaton Strange back to Kellen Parrish. It's Kellen's across the timeline. To Blake Parrish on the deep right wing. 18 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Kellen Parrish between the two circles. To the top of the key. Now, Rylan Roberts between the two circles. To Blake Parrish right wing. To Roberts. To Kellen Parrish on the right wing. To Blake at the top of the key. Lost the ball. Picked up by seventh. And at the end of the first quarter with the score, Scottish County 14, Knox County 3. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
For all your do-it-yourself lumber projects, come by Cargill Lumber outside Novelty, Missouri. Here we provide all different kinds of quality lumber for your handcrafted projects. With ash lumber being one of our favorites, it glues, it stains, and finishes quite well. So when you're looking for the best lumber to build your woodworking projects, check out our stock of ash lumber and all of our other species that Cargill Lumber has available. Cargill Lumber, quality that keeps staying through three generations.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. As we start the second quarter of the boys' game, Schuyler County leading Knox County 14-3, and Knox County will have the basketball. Blake Parrish will inbound on the far sideline. Schuyler County goes 1-2-2 zone. So Parrish will inbound in the backcourt to Rylan Roberts. Across the timeline, Kellen Parrish. Deep left wing. Parrish one dribble, gets it in the left lane to Blake Parrish. Inside, Colin Hayes puts a shot up, missed it. Rebound, put back up by Blake Parrish. No good. Cooper Amon with the rebound. Gets it out to Mason Wendy. And Mason fell down, lost the ball. Strange will take it to the hoop, lays it up, and missed it. And out with the rebound comes Ryan Parrish. Parrish to Wendy. Gets it across to Amon on the left wing. Amon to the top of the key to Wendy. Wendy back to Amon. Amon down in the paint. Applegate for three. High arching shot. No good out of the left corner. Kellen Parrish off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Strange on the left wing. Now Roberts out of the left corner for three. No good. Applegate comes off the rebound. To Kale Wendy. Kale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Takes the top of the key. Right side of the circle to Ryan Parrish. Kale Wendy. Got off on the left baseline. Now Amon takes it dotted line. 10-foot jumper, airballed it. And out with it comes Blake Parrish. To Strange, to Kellen Parrish. Off glass, missed it. He'll go to the line to shoot two. It's either Ryan Parrish or Applegate. We'll wait and see. It's going to be on Cooper Amon. So I was wrong all the way around. So Cooper Amon picks up his first foul. Kellen Parrish at the line to shoot a pair. First shot on the way. Got it. First point for Kellen Parrish. Applegate will check out. And Connor Smith will check back in. Mason Wendy and Kale Wendy both in the ball game. A seventh on the bench. And the second by Kellen Parrish. No good. Rebound to Cooper Amon. Kale with it. Now Mason and walked with it. The seventh will check back in. Mason Wendy will check out. Placed by Schuyler County. Kellen Parrish gets it to Blake Parrish. Back to Kellen. Kellen gives it to Roberts on the far sideline to Kellen in the middle of the floor. Blake on the near sideline. Across the timeline, gets it inside to Jansen. Tried to get it inside to Hayes, knocked out of bounds by Schuyler County. Knox County will inbound underneath one basket. 6:25 left to play in the first half. 14-4, Schuyler County with the lead. As Parrish will inbound underneath his own basket. to Blake Parrish. He'll try a three. On the way, pinball's in and out, no good. And Ryan Parrish has the rebound to Cooper Amon. Ahead it goes to Seventh. Seventh tries a running five-footer and missed it. And Roberts off the rebound. Roberts to Blake Parrish. As Blake takes the left wing and left corner, Kellen Parrish. Back to Blake in the left wing. Blake splits a double team, pulls up the shot, missed it. And Cale Windy comes off the rebound. Cale Windy brings it across the timeline. Finds Seventh on the right wing. Seventh, right side of the circle, gives it out to Smith. Between the two circles, now Windy on the left wing. Now a bad pass, almost stolen away by Hayes. Stolen back by Seventh in the right corner. Connor Smith skips it over to Amon on the left wing. And Amon steps on their sideline. So Kellen Parrish will inbound. 14-4. Skyler with the lead as knocked with the basketball. Blake Parrish to Roberts to Kellen Parrish. Kellen back to Blake. Now Ryland Roberts across the timeline has it in the center circle. Skyler County drops back 1-2-2 zone. Hayes has it between the two circles. To Roberts on the deep right wing. Gets it over to Blake Parrish for three. No good. And Cale Windy comes off the rebound. Gets it to Amon. And Amon will bring it across the timeline. Bounce past Seventh. Seventh inside the arc. Gets it to Cale Windy. Inside to Parrish. Turn around. 10-foot jumper. Got it. 8 points for Ryan Parrish. Kellen Parrish. Gets it to a deep right wing to Roberts. To Blake Parrish. Now Kellen. Between the two circles to Blake, between the two circles. Back to Kellen on the left wing. It's Kellen Parrish. To Hayes between the two circles to Kellen Parrish, the left wing. Between the two circles, Roberts. Hayes has it on the right wing. To Roberts between the two circles. Roberts gives it back to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Kellen on the baseline to Jansen. Kicks it back out. Blake takes it right to the paint, lays it out and got it. Blake Parrish has 2 points. 16-6. Pressure by Knox County. Skyler County with a lead. Windy gets across the timeline to Seventh and a bad pass thrown away by Hayes. Hayes stopped on the right wing to Kellen Parrish. Between the two circles. Parrish picks up the dribble, gets into Blake on the left wing. It's Blake Parrish back to Kellen between the two circles. Kellen Parrish, top of the key, looks for somebody, finds Blake Parrish. Now Hayes takes it into the paint, and he whistles on a foul I think is going to be on Ryan Parrish, and it will be. So Parrish picks up his first foul. It was on the floor, so Kellen Parrish will inbound underneath his own basket. It's Kellen Parrish gets it out to Hayes. Hayes catches up with it in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Back to Kellen Parrish on the deep right wing in the right corner to Hayes. Hayes, couple of dribbles. Bounce pass back to Roberts. Roberts back to Hayes. Hayes takes it right at Cooper Amon. Goes up the shot, missed it. Roberts will rebound. It jabs the top of the key. Now Blake Parrish throws up a shot. Got it. 4 points for Blake Parrish. Seventh in the backcourt against Frazier to Amon. Now Cale Windy, as Windy will bring it across the timeline and gets it to Seventh. Seventh gets it back to Windy. Windy to Amon. Amon on the right wing. Amon brings it back out between the two circles to Windy. They'll reset the offense. As Windy to Seventh. Ryan Parrish on the right wing. As Parrish gives it back to Seventh. Seventh takes it to the left wing. Bounce pass to Parrish. To Cale Windy. Underneath it, Connor Smith puts it up in air. Nice ball move by Skyler County. Two for Connor Smith. 18-8, Skyler with the lead. Here comes Hayes into the right corner. Back to Roberts between the two circles. To Blake Parrish on the left wing. As Blake to Kellen. He'll try a three. Bullseye! Kellen Parrish with 4 points. 7 points, Skyler lead, 18-11. Cooper Amon to Seventh. Seventh takes it right in front of the basket, puts it up and in. Two 3 points to Elliott, 7. Rylan Roberts to Blake Parrish. To Rylan Roberts. Now Kellen Parrish. And Kellen Luck with it. Strange will come in. Rylan Roberts will check out. 153 left to play in the first half. 22-11. Scott with the lead in the basketballs. Amon will inbound to Cale Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy gives the ball off to Connor Smith. Now a little weave of seven, takes it to the left wing to Wendy. Wendy goes up top of the key. Connor Smith, quick three on the way. No good. The Ryan Parrish, the rebound, puts it back up and in. 10 points for Ryan Parrish. 11 points, got a lead, 22-11. Blake Parrish takes it to the right wing. Now takes it into the paint, falls down, loses the ball. Picked up by Seven. Seven will take it to, against Hayes, puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's five. And Connor Hayes will pick up, Colin Hayes will pick up the foul. That's his first. Seventh with four. Rylan Roberts will check back in, and now Knox County wants a timeout. 1:15 left to play in the first half. It's Schuyler County 24, Knox County 11, and I see how long one it is back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to farmers, but the sounds of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is never something we want to hear. When equipment contacts power lines, bad things happen. Always lower your grain auger before transporting. Plan a clear path and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Any power line contact has the potential to kill. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 1:15 left to play in the first half. Schuyler County 24 and Knox County 11. And Elliott Sevens will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. He has four, looking for five. Five team fouls against Schuyler, three team fouls against Knox County. And Seventh eyes it, fires it, and got it. 5 points for Elliott Sevens. 25-11, Schuyler with the lead. Here's Blake Parrish in the backcourt to Kellen Parrish. Across the timeline to Jansen. Gives it to Strange in the left and right corner. Tried to force it inside to Jansen. It's kicked and Schuyler County will be out of bounds. Knox County is Kellen Parrish. Will trigger. Gets in the right baseline to Jansen. Jansen gives it to Strange. The running layup, no good off the glass, and rebound comes off to Cale Wendy. Cooper Amon takes it to the hood, lays it up, no good. Got his rebound, tried to put it up. It was blocked by Rylan Roberts to Strange to Blake Parrish. Parrish gives it to Kellen Parrish. Jansen against Amon. Puts the shot up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. Strange is going to be on Cooper Amon. Amon will pick up the foul. That's the second foul for Cooper Amon. And for Austin Jansen, that's 5 points, looking for six. 38 seconds left to play in the half. 25-13. Scott with the lead is Jansen with five, looking for six. Isaac fires it and missed it. And Parrish comes off the rebound. To Amon, to Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Wendy takes it to the right wing, picks up the dribble, looks for some authority, gets it to Parrish on the right baseline. Bounce pass to Amon on the right wing. Seventh between the two circles, dribbles to the left wing. Seventh still with the dribble, guarded by Rylan Roberts. Takes it to the left wing, picks up the dribble, gets it back to Wendy, and an over and back call against Schuyler County. 7 seconds left to play in the first half. It's Kellen Parrish on the near sideline, right by Nathan Miller, will inbound. Gets it to Rylan Roberts in the backcourt, guarded by Wendy. Kellen Parrish just fires up a three, no good, and now Connor Smith fires up a three, and Wendy, and no good. That's the end of the first half. with the score, Schuyler County 25, Knox County 13. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Dad, I don't feel good.
I'll grab the Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey.
Isn't DayQuil just for parents?
Actually, Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey is just for kids, specially designed to treat kids' most bothersome cold symptoms quickly, with a honeylicious tasting flavor kids like.
You know what else kids like?
DayQuil Kids Honey first, then video games.
Deal.
Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey, the kids' honeylicious daytime coughing, congestion, stuffy head, stuffy nose medicine. Safe for ages 6+.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Has your healthcare provider said you need blood work, but high deductibles or lack of insurance is stopping you? Knox County Health Department has a low-cost lab program for people just like you. Have your healthcare provider send us an order or bring one by our office and let us calculate the cost for you. For example, a complete blood count, complete metabolic panel, thyroid, and lipid, all for $20. Knox County residents, let us relieve the burdens of medical expense when we can. See us for your lab work and all your vaccine needs. Call today at 660-397-3396 and be well, Knox County.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game. And Schuyler County leading Knox County 25-13. Take a look at the first half scoring for Schuyler County. Elliott Savage with 5 points. Kayla Lundy with 2. Keith Raymond with 6. Kevin Smith with 2. And Ryan Ferris with 10. For Knox County, Kellen Ferris with 4 points. Blake Ferris with 4. And Austin Jansen with 5. Schuyler County jumped out 14-3 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Knox 11-10 in the second quarter. And Schuyler leads here at halftime, 25-13. And I'll be back with more in 2 minutes. This is KNR Sports.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Niebuhr's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Niebuhr's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Niebuhr is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Niemer's providing it. Learn more at www.niemer.net. Niemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to farmers, but the sounds of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is never something we want to hear. When equipment contacts power lines, bad things happen. Always lower your grain auger before transporting. Plan a clear path and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Any power line contact has the potential to kill. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotter County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Eagle, Scotter County Ram Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime with Scotter County leading the Eagles 25-13. In the girls' game, it was Scotter County winning their 16th game of the year by defeating Knox County 63-24. Scotter County led in scoring by Ashlyn Laws with 12 points. Kate Hatfield with 24, while Knox County led by Savannah Sragg with 9 points. Scotter County jumped out 17-9 after one quarter. Scotter outscored Knox 21-2 in the second quarter and led 38-11 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotter again outscored Knox 17-8. Scotter led 55-19 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotter again outscored Knox 8-5. Scotter ladies win at 63-24. Scotter County improves to 16-3. Knox County girls 0-14. And again, we're at halftime as both teams now back on the floor. Scotter County leading Knox County. Low scoring game, 25-13. Coming up next week, it'll be the little play the tournament all week for KMEM Sports as we cover Scotland County, Scotter County, and Putnam County in that tournament. And Monday night, it'll be three games for you on KMEM. The first three, girls 4:30 game, Putnam County will play Canton. Boys 6 o'clock, Putnam County will play Canton. And girls 7:30 will play Scotland County, will play North Shelby. Then next Tuesday, we'll have two games for you at 6 and 7:30. 6 o'clock, boys, Scotter County will play Scotland County. And 7:30, girls, Scotter County will play Green City. Then, just guessing, on Wednesday night, we'll have two more games at 4:30, girls, probably Scotland County and Putnam County is a guess. Then 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock, Putnam County. If they win, they'll play at 6 o'clock next Wednesday. If they lose, they'll play at 9 o'clock. We'll have it no matter when they play. And that's as far as I want to take the La Plata tournament next week. As Scotter County girls, the number one seed, number two, North Shelby, number three, Canton, number four, Atlanta, number five, La Plata, number six, Putnam County, number seven, Scotland County, and number eight, Green City. On the boys' side, number one seed, Green City boys, number two, Scotter County, number three, Atlanta, number four, Canton, number five, Putnam County, number six, North Shelby, number seven, Scotland County, and number eight, La Plata. So we'll have all that for you next week from the La Plata tournament. Right now, both teams back around their respective coaches. As we're set for the second half, and there's a few people left, but still a pretty good crowd on hand here at court warming at Scotter County. There's a few people that have retired at Knox County. They fill up one whole section right in front of me. So a good turnout from the Knox County fans. So Scotter County boys back on the floor. The starters are back. Elliot Savage, Cale Whitney, Cooper Amon, Connor Smith, and Ryan Ferris. And it looks like the starters are by Keaton Strange, Kellen Parrish, Ryland Roberts, Blake Parrish, and Austin Jansen. As Scotter will have the basketball. Savage gets it in to Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Wendy dribbles into the right corner. Now makes a bad pass to it, right to Blake Parrish. And now Blake makes a bad pass to it over the head of Ryland Roberts. So we got all that out of the system. It's Knox County still man-to-man. Savage gets it in to Wendy. Wendy has it between the two circles to Savage. To the right wing, he goes to Ryan Ferris. Try to bounce fast. I don't know who he's looking for. I think Wendy. Wendy didn't make a move. Picked up by Strange. Now Strange took it. Now Wendy gets it back. Missed a layup. And Kellen Parrish over the rebound. Kellen across the timeline to Blake Parrish. Between the two circles to Kellen Parrish. Deep right wing. Back to Blake Price on the beach, left wing. Skyler County in a 2-3 zone. Roberts in the left corner. Blake Parrish flips it over to Kellen Parrish in the right corner. Strange has it top of the key. Blake Parrish to Ryland Roberts in the left corner. Back to Blake Parrish. As Blake across the free throw line to Strange to the right wing. Now Blake Parrish for three. No good. And Connor Smith off the rebound. To Kale Wendy. Wendy gets it ahead to Amon. Amon in the right corner to Sevitz in the right corner. Sevitz tried to get it back to Amon and stolen away by Kellen Parrish. To Ryland Roberts, back to Kellen Parrish in the center circle. Ryland Roberts, right side of the circle, and a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Sevitz, and it will be. So first foul on Elias Sevitz. Kellen Parrish will inbound on the far sideline. Keaton Strange to Kellen Parrish on the deep left wing. Now Strange between the two circles. Kellen Parrish, top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line in a triple team. Ryland Roberts takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. Drew the foul, was wait and see. They're going to call it on Cooper Amon. So Amon picks up his third personal foul. As Ryland Roberts will go to the line, looks for his first points of the ball game. He'll shoot a pair. First one up. Got it. First point for Ryland Roberts. Makes it 25-14. Scotty with the lead. 6:15 left to play in the third quarter. As Roberts eyes it, fires it, and got them both. 2 points for Ryland Roberts. Quickly, Smith to the timeline. The window. Now Smith will try a three. Bullseye! Connor Smith hits a three. Makes it 28-15. Pressure by Schuyler County. Blake Parrish in the backcourt gets it to Strange. Strange from the dotted line puts up a shot off glass. No good. Cooper Amon off the rebound to Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Jansen. Sevitz on the right wing. Sevitz to the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Parrish. Over to Connor Smith. Out of the left corner to Wendy. Smith on the left wing. The Wendy on the left wing. He'll bring it out between the two circles. Pass to the right wing to Sevitz. Sevitz gives it to Smith between the two circles. The Wendy on the baseline goes to Cooper Amon. And now they give it to Ryan Parrish. And whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Keaton Strange. That's his first. And China will inbound underneath it on basket. Kale Wendy will trigger. Gets it out to Cooper Amon. To Ryland Parrish, back to Sevitz. Gets everybody in the air, put up a shot, and got it. 7 points for Elliott Sevitz. 30-15. Skyler with a lead. Across the timeline is Strange. Bounce past Kellen Parrish on the left wing. It's Kellen Parrish out between the two circles. Kellen Parrish to the top of the key. Ball high above his head. Jansen free throw line. Blake Parrish. Now in the right corner, it goes to Ryland Roberts. Forced it inside to Strange. Now Roberts will try a three. Bullseye. 5 points for Ryland Roberts. 30-18. Scott with the lead in the basketball. Parrish in the left corner. Now to Kale Wendy right in front of the hoop. Puts it up and in. Gives Parrish the assist on that. 4 points for Kale Wendy. Kellen Parrish against Frazier. To Ryland Roberts. Roberts across the timeline. Roberts now fast to Strange on the left wing. To Roberts between the two circles. Now passed over away by Sevitz. Gets it ahead to Parrish. Parrish will put up the shot, missed it. Through the foul. The foul's going to be on Austin Jansen. So Jansen picks up his second personal foul. Ryland Parrish will go to the line. He'll shoot two. He has 10 points, looking for 11. 4:04 left to play in the third quarter. Parrish eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Colin Hayes will check in for Knox County. And Jansen will check out. Also, Amon checks out. And Mason Wendy will check in. Barris with 10, looking for 11, and the pinball's in and out, no good. Kellen Parrish with the rebound to Blake Parrish. Now to Kellen. Against Fleischer. Blake Parrish still in the backcourt to Kellen. Kellen across the timeline. Between the two circles. Now Strange between the two circles. And Strange gives it to Rylan Roberts on the left wing. Strange, top of the key. Strange, left side of the circle, looks for somebody. Out pops Strange between the two circles. Colin Hayes takes it right into the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. And Cato Wendy comes off the rebound. Wendy ahead to Seventh. Seventh to the right wing beyond the arc. Still with the dribble. Now he'll take it right to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 9 points for Elliott Seventh. 34-18. Scott on the lead. Rylan Roberts between the two circles. It's too strange. Goes up the shot. Missed it. Tried to lay up. And rebound comes off to Elliott Sevitz. To Kale Wendy. Wendy has it between the two circles. As Wendy to the top of the key. Gives it to Connor Smith. Now Ferris. Season opening. All the way five-footer. Missed it off the heel of the rim. And Colin Hayes off the rebound. Kellen Parrish back to Hayes. Hayes at top of the key. Kellen Parrish tried to take it into the paint. The whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Elliott Sevitz, and that's his second. So two fouls on Elliott Sevitz. 13 foul as Tyson Applegate will check back in for Skyler. Ryan Parrish will check out. So Kellen Parrish underneath his own basket will inbound for the Eagles. As Parrish gets the basketball. Now he looks for somebody. Still looks. He'll get it out to Hayes. Hayes dribbles top of the key to Blake Parrish on the right wing. Now Kellen. He'll try a three on the way. No good. And Mason Wendy comes off the rebound. Lost it. Picked back up by Roberts. Missed the layup. Connor Smith had it. Knocked out of his hand by Jansen. So it'll be Scott of basketball. Fleischer by Knox County. Mason Wendy will inbound against Blake Parrish. Gets it in to Kale Wendy. As Kale guarded by Rylan Roberts. Jump pass across the timeline to Mason. Kicks it off to Applegate in the right corner. Now Seventh to the dotted line to Kale Wendy. Smith for three. Bullseye! Out of the left corner. Connor Smith with 8 points. That's Blake Parrish to the top of the key. Whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Elliott Sevitz, and that's his third. So three fouls on Sevitz with 1:56 left to play in the third quarter. 37-18, Scott over the lead. Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish between the two circles. Bounce pass on the right wing to Roberts. Roberts, one dribble back to Blake Parrish to the left wing. Colin Hayes. Now three-pointer on the way. Air ball by Kellen Parrish. Gets it ahead to Sevitz. Off glass. Missed it. The rebound. Kale Wendy had it. Then Applegate had it. Slipped out of their hands. But Sevitz came back from out of bounds and picked it up. You can't do that. So Blake Parrish to the right wing. Hayes has it between the two circles to Blake Parrish on the right wing. Blake takes it into the paint, lays up the shot, missed it. And Kale Wendy off the rebound. Looks for some money to help. Gives it to Applegate. Kale Wendy gets Sevitz. Now Mason Wendy puts it off glass and got it. 2 points for Mason Wendy. 39-18. And Knox County has the timeout. 106 left to play in the third quarter. Scotland County 39, Knox County 18. And back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Are you wanting a new home but it's not in your budget? Then how about remodeling your home with beautiful wood from Cardwell Lumber? Here you will find a variety of specialty lumber that can turn your home into everything you dreamt about having and so much more. We are open Monday through Friday till 4. Come and see us or check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com for more details. That's Cardwell Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina. Products and advice you can trust.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. 106 left to play in the third quarter boys basketball game. Schuyler County leading Knox County 39-18. As Knox County calls a timeout, they'll have the basketball. As Kellen Parrish, you see Blake Parrish will inbound on the far sideline. Gets the ball in to Keaton Strange between the two circles. Back to Blake Parrish. Lost the ball. Now he's going to pick it back up. Kellen Parrish to Blake Parrish. Back to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. As Kellen Parrish inside to Ryland Roberts at the high post. Blake Parrish in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Roberts. Now Kellen at the dotted line. Puts up his shot. Blocked by Smith. And that's two blocks he thought he had. They're going to call the foul on Connor Smith. That's his third foul. So three fouls on Connor Smith. As now Chris Pruitt talks to one of the officials. So that's twice that Connor's thought he had to block. As Kellen Parrish makes the first one, he has 5 points, looking for six. 45 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 39-19, Scott over the lead. Next one by Kellen, got it. Rattled it home. 6 points for Kellen Parrish. Mason Wendy will try a three. No good out of the left corner. Strange off the rebound to Blake Parrish. As Blake takes it down to the left baseline. Strange kicks it over to Ryland Roberts for three. On the way, no good. And a whistle and a foul underneath. Who are they going to call a foul on this time? Going to be on Tyson Applegate. So Applegate picks up his second personal foul. 16 foul against Scotter County. Kellen Parrish looks for somebody. Gets it out to Strange with 25 seconds left to play in the quarter. Strange has it between the two circles. Blake Parrish on the right wing. Now Kellen Parrish, right wing. Kicks it to Blake between the two circles. Left wing to Strange. Back to Blake Parrish between the two circles. Down to 11-10. As Blake will take it down into the paint, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Blake Parrish. Mason Wendy with the basketball. He'll try a full court shot, no good. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Scotter County 39, Knox County 22. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Now's the time to give your kids a lesson in school bus and pedestrian safety. Teach your kids these tips to keep them safe. When getting off a bus, look to be sure no vehicles are passing on the shoulder or the side of the road. Before crossing the street, take 5 giant steps out in front of the bus and make eye contact with the driver, and wait for the driver to signal that it's safe to cross. Look left, right, left when coming to the edge of the bus to make sure traffic is stopped. Keep watching traffic when crossing. Tell kids to stand back from the road when waiting for the bus. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. 8 minutes left to play in this boys' game. Schuyler County leading 39-22. Knox County with the ball to Blake Parrish, to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Between the two circles to Keaton Strange. And Schuyler County in a 3-2 zone. Blake Parrish on the right wing. Now Kellen Parrish dotted line underneath the Gant and puts up the shot and missed it. Cooper Amon off the rebound. Kale Wendy back to Cooper. Cooper Amon to Wendy. Back to Amon. Back to Wendy. Wendy bounced past Smith. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Last there's the rebound. Cooper Amon. Back between the two circles to Wendy. It's Wendy. Gets it to Paris. Back to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy. Back to Carter Smith to Wendy. Now Sevitz, and Sevitz lost the ball. Tried to go through a double team, stolen away by Strange. Puts his shot up, missed it. Rebound Sevitz to Wendy. Wendy gets it inside to Amon on the right baseline. Backs off in the corner. Now he'll drive the baseline. Kicks it off to Ryan Parrish, 14-footer, airballed it. Kellen Parrish comes off the rebound. Back pass to Blake Parrish at the timeline to Kellen Parrish. Kellen on the left side of the circle. Takes it down to the paint, puts up the shot, and got it. 8 points for Kellen Parrish. Placed here by Knox County. Kale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Smith. Now Ferris on the left baseline. Kicks it back out to Wendy between the two circles. It's Wendy. Whistle and a foul. They're going to call a moving screen, I think, on Amon, and that's four fouls on Cooper Amon. So Amon's going to set down, and Tyson Applegate will check back in. Kellen Parrish gets it into Blake. Blake Parrish will bring it across the timeline to Kellen on the right wing. Kellen Parrish, one dribble. Now Roberts between the two circles. Blake Parrish drives the baseline, puts up the shot, got it. Nice move by Blake Parrish. He has eight. In the backcourt is Connor Smith. Gets it up to Ryan Parrish. Now Wendy back to Parrish. Parrish will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 12 points for Ryan Parrish. 41-26 as Kellen Parrish will take it to the block. Puts up the shot, knocked out of his hand, but a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Applegate, I think. Oh, nope, Ryan Parrish picked up the foul. That's his second. Kellen Parrish, eight, looking for nine. First shot up and got it. 9 points for Kellen Parrish. Makes it 41-27. Scott with the lead. 5:36 left to play. Kellen Parrish eyes it, fires it, and got them both. 10 points for Kellen Parrish. Raced here by Knox County. Inbound pass to Stevens. Gets it back to Applegate. Applegate brings it across the timeline. A whistle and a foul. It's on the floor. Foul's going to be on Rylan Roberts. That's his second. So two fouls on Rylan Roberts. Connor Smith will inbound. Yep, it's going to be Cale Wendy to inbound on the near sideline. Wendy looks for somebody. Gets it to Ryan Ferris. Ferris flips it over on the right wing to Sevitz. Sevitz bounce pass back to Wendy between the two circles. Around the top of the key, now Smith gives it back to Wendy on the give and go. Wendy will put up the shot and missed it. And Strange off the rebound. Keaton Strange weaves in and out of traffic. Gives it to Parrish. Parrish tried to go through a double team. Whistle and a foul. And he called it on Sevitz, and that's his fourth. So four fouls on Sevitz. And they'll bring Cooper Amon back in the ball game, and Ryan Ferris will check out. So Blake Parrish at the line. He has eight, looking for nine. Shots up, got it. 9 points for Blake Parrish. 41-29. Scotty with the lead. 5 minutes left to play. A lot of time left in this ball game. Next shot is good. 10 points for Blake Parrish. It's Kale Wendy with the basketball. Now pass to Amon. Amon tried to split a double team. A jump ball all the way in possession state for Scotter County. So Scotter will inbound on the near sideline. As soon as they wipe up some perspiration on the floor, Wayne Robinson, one of the officials, and Nathan Miller got out there and helped. So Cooper Amon will inbound. Amon tried to get it to Sevitz, knocked back out of bounds by Blake Parrish. So Amon again will try to inbound. Slaps the basketball, gets it in the backcourt to Cale Wendy. Cale makes a bad pass, stolen away by Rylan Roberts, puts his shot up, got it. Rylan Roberts just kind of laid in the weeds, knew that one was coming, the seventh. gets it to Abelgate for three. No good. Nobody there to rebound. And Blake Parrish comes away with it. Parrish takes it right to the hoop, plays it up, got it. 12 points for Blake Parrish, and now Schuyler County wants the timeout. 4:30 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 41, Knox County 34, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Back at Schuyler County High School. Knox County making a run. They trail 41-34. 4:30 left to play in the game. Schuyler with the basketball. As Cooper Amon will have it. Almost walked with it. Gets it to Wendy. Back to Amon across the timeline. Amon pulls up on the left wing to Smith. Now Wendy has it between the two circles. Wendy back to Smith. Back to Wendy. Wendy takes it to the top of the key. Started by Jansen. Now, Cooper Amon takes it to the hoop, lays it up, it goes and counts, and he's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Rylan Roberts, and that's his third. Cooper Amon has 8 points, looking for nine. Hayes will check out. And Jansen back in, shot up, got it. 9 points for Cooper Amon. 10 points. Schuyler lead. 4 minutes left to play. Blake Parrish. Just it on the wing to Rylan Roberts. Now he fires into the right corner to Kelvin Parrish. Dribbles to the right wing. Strange in the right corner. Roberts at the top of the key. Blake Parrish in the left corner. Now Strange will try a three. Full fire. Keaton Strange hits a three. 3 points for Keaton Strange. 41-37. 3:37 left to play. Cooper Amon will inbound. Gets it to Wendy. As Wendy to Amon. And Amon had the ball slapped away by Rylan Roberts. To Blake Perry. Shot flash. Got it. 14 points for Blake Perry. Amon will give it to Sevitz. Sevitz back to Amon. Underneath, shot put up by Ryan Ferris. He got it. 14 for Ryan Ferris. 46-39. As Strange took it. Rylan Roberts took it into the paint. I was writing the score down. David Edler was called a travel. Amon gets it into Sevitz. Back to Amon. Back to Wendy. Wendy over to Sevitz and almost stolen away. Bounce pass to Amon. Smith for three out of the corner. No good. But Ryan Ferris puts it up. No good. And off of the rebound, Kellen Perry. And he's fouled by Connor Smith. So Connor Smith just picked up his fourth foul. 2:55 left to play in the ball game. 10 team fouls against Schuyler County, so it's double bonus time for Knox. So Kellen Parrish has 10 points on the game. Looking for 11, 46-39, 7 point Schuyler lead. As Kellen Parrish eyes it, fires it, and got it. 11 points for Kellen Parrish. 46-40, Schuyler with the lead. 3 minutes left to play in the game. It's Kellen Parrish. Shot up. Got them both. 12 points for Kellen Parrish. Pressure by the Eagles. Gail Wimby, bounce pass to Seventh. Seventh, bounce pass back to Wimby. Across the timeline to Ryan Ferris. Went right through his hand. Picked up by Kellen Parrish. Kellen will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. The left corner to Strain. Back to Kellen Parrish between the two circles. 2:30 left to play in the game. It's Kellen Parrish. Has it between the two circles. 1-2-2 zone by Scott County. To the right wing. Gets it to Strange between the two circles. Strange. Lob it to Blake Parrish on the right wing. Now Strange. Right side of the circle. And a whistle and a foul as Strange is on the right side of the free throw line. And they call it a foul on Strange. That's what I thought. Through an elbow, and you could hear the Knox fans. They weren't impressed. As I don't know who it's on. They don't put it on the scoreboard yet. Well, the scoreboard says only three fouls on Carter Smith. Now it's going to be on Keith Strange, and that's his second. So now we have a timeout on the floor. 2:14 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 46. Knox County 41, back in 60 seconds. This is KNEM Sports.
Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
It's cold outside, but the chores still need done. Slayton Polaris wants to help you get the work done faster and in comfort with a new Ranger XP 1000. Right now, you can start the new year off-road and get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. Get a full enclosure with doors, windows, and rear panels. And don't forget, you can even add a heater. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris or stop in and see their selection of Ranger 1000s today. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Against Frazier for Scottsdale County. Gets it to Wimby, back to Amon. As Amon will get it back to Wimby. Wimby will bring it across the timeline. Now fast Ferris in the left corner. Ferris will drive the left baseline. Tried to get it out to Smith and a whistle and a foul against Knox County. I think they're going to call it on Blake Parrish. Nope. I'd say they'll call it on Keaton Strange. That's his third. Well, I thought it was his third, but scoreboard says he's second. Kale Wimby underneath his own basket. Seventh will try a three. No good. Rebound, Keaton Strange. Strange will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Under 2 minutes left to play. Kellen Perry between the two circles. 5 points, got a lead, 46-41. Out past Blake Perry on the right wing. Strange to the left wing to Ryland Roberts. To the left corner to Kellen Perry. And Kellen out to Roberts between the two circles. Strange on the right wing. To the right corner, Blake. For three, no good. Jackson with the rebound. Gets it out to Strange. 1:25 left to play. Strange. Blake Perry has it on the right wing, beyond the arc. Gives it to Kellen. Kellen on the right wing, beyond the arc. Kellen stands back out in the right corner. Gives it back to Blake. Now underneath, Strange puts his shot up. Got it. 5 points for Keaton Strange. 3 points got her lead. Ryan Ferris will take it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And Kellen Ferris on the rebound. Under a minute left to play. 46-43. Skyler with the lead. Knox with the basketball. And Knox County wants a timeout. 48.8 seconds left to play in regulation. It's Knox County 46, or Schuyler County 46, Knox County 43. Back in 60 seconds, this is KNEM Sports.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me. but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
Hello there, my name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
48.8 seconds left to play in the ballgame. Schuyler County 46, Knox County 43, and Schuyler will have the basketball. Check that. Knox will have the basketball. Kellen Parrish on the far sideline to Keaton Strange. Schuyler County goes back man to man. The Strange takes it to the three, puts up the shot, rejected by Connor Smith. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Kellen Parrish inbound underneath his own basket. 41 seconds left to play. Kellen Parrish slaps it, looks for somebody. Gets it back out to Roberts. Roberts takes it down into the paint, lays up the shot, missed it, but jams it off the rebound. The Blake Parrish for three. Bullseye! 17 points for Blake Parrish, and we're tied at 46. Got over the basketball. Dale Windy in a double team. They call a timeout. And a timeout on the floor. 21 seconds left to play in regulation. Tied at 46. What a big shot by Blake Perry. Schuyler will have the basketball. I'll keep it right here, Mark, I think. Well, no. 46 to 46. 21 seconds left to play in regulation. Back in 30 seconds. This is KNN Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
21 seconds left to play in regulation. Tied at 46 as Blake Parrish just buried a three to tie it. Schuyler County will have it out of bounds on the near sideline. Dale Windy will inbound. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. As Dale Windy looks for somebody. Gets it to seventh and stolen away by Blake Parrish. Takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. Tipped by Jansen, no good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Elliott Stevens, and he just fouled out of the ball game. So Stevens just fouled out. And Blake Parrish will be at the line to shoot two with 17 seconds left to play in regulation. Tyson Applegate will check back in for Schuyler County. As Knox County has climbed a big hill to get back. First one up, it's good. 18 points for Blake Parrish, a one-point Knox lead, the first lead of the ball game. 47-46. It's Blake Parrish. Second shot on the way, missed it. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Jansen. So Austin Jansen picks up the foul. That's his third. And should be a 1-1 for Schuyler County. So Ryan Ferris will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 with 17 seconds left to play. 47-46, Knox County with the lead. Ferris with 14 points, looking for 15. 16.6 to be exact. It's Ferris. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And off the rebound, Austin Jansen. Jansen gets it back out to Strange. Now to the hoop goes Rylan Roberts, but of a shot, he was fouled with 9 seconds, and the foul is going to be on Applegate. So four fouls on Tyson Applegate. So Rylan Roberts has 7 points on the night. One of the best free throw shooters. Roberts, 7, looking for 8. Fires it, got it. 8 points to Rylan Roberts. And now, this group wants a timeout. 9.5 seconds left in regulation. Knox County 48, Schuyler 46, back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
It's tax time, and Ewing would like to take this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. That's a message from It's Tax Time, where service is a commitment. For all your income tax preparation needs, backed by years of experience, call 217-242-4827. 217-242-4827 for It's Tax Time at 631 West Ballard Street in Ewing, where they care.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
9.5 seconds left to play in regulation. Rylan Roberts, second free throw on the way. Got it. 9 points for Roberts, 3 point Knox County lead. Wendy gives it to Smith in the right corner. Wendy, 3-pointer on the way. No good. Apple gave her the rebound. 3-pointer by Amon. No good. And that's the end of the ball game. That's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Knox County 49. Schuyler County 46. What a win for Knox County. They were 20 down and came back to win this in the last minute. And I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always known the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving. I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face, streaming now only on Peacock.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I never write reviews, but Navage is so amazing, I had to leave one. Nothing's ever cleared out my sinuses as well. I'm blown away by how Navage works. That's a review from Carrie, and it's one of over 100,000 online testimonials praising Navage. I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I've talked about flushing out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, how Navage's powered suction can help you breathe better, and how your nose is the body's air filter, and Navage will clean it out. But don't take my word for it. What do people like Chad say, who wrote, Navage has helped clear out my nasal passages every single night. My wife says my snoring has gone way down. Snorefest be gone, unquote. Navage is the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million customers to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose,
and
healthy
welcome
life.
Welcome everybody to Schuyler County High School. It's a final as Knox County came back from 20 down to defeat Schuyler County 49-46 as Knox County improves to 9-8 and Schuyler County falls to 13-5. Let's take a look at the scoring for Knox County. Keaton Strange with 5 points, Kellen Parrish with 12, Rylan Roberts with 9, Blake Parrish with 18, and Austin Jansen with 5. For Schuyler County, Elliott Savage with 9, Cale Wendy with 4, Mason Wendy with 2, Cooper Amon with 9, Connor Smith with 8, and Ryan Ferris with 14. Schuyler County jumped out 14-3 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Knox 11-10 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 25-13 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler again outscored Knox 14-9 to lead 39-22 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Knox outscored Schuyler 27-7 to win it in the last under a minute by a final of 49-46. Knox County's won four in a row. They improved to 9-8. Schuyler County 13-5. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County winning their 16th game of the year by defeating Knox County 63-24. Schuyler County led in scoring by Ashland Laws with 12 points. Kate Hatfield with 24. Knox County led by Savannah Swag with 9. Schuyler County led 17-9 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Knox 21-2 in the second quarter and led 38-11 at the half. In the third quarter, again, Schuyler outscored Knox 17-8 and led 55-19 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored Knox 8-5. Schuyler County wins at 63-24. Schuyler girls improved to 16-3. Knox girls 0-14. So it was a Schuyler County-Knox County split tonight here at Schuyler County High School. Again, the girls' final, Schuyler over Knox County, 63-24. Schuyler County, 16-3. Knox, 0-14. In the boys' game, Knox County, 49. Schuyler, 46. Knox County improves to 9-8, while Schuyler County, 13-5. Knox County led in scoring by Kellen Parrish with 12. Blake Parrish with 18. Schuyler led by Ryan Ferris with 14. Next time you hear us, it'll be Monday at the La Plata Tournament. We'll be there for the first three games, starting at 4:30 with Putnam County and Canton Girls. And then we'll have Putnam County, Canton Boys at 6, and Scotland County and North Shelby Girls at 7:30. So all next week at the La Plata Tournament. For producer Mark McVay, have a nice weekend, everybody. From Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.